10 questions at 10:45 segment at 10:48 here on this this Tuesday edition. But Paul, I'm sure there's lots that you want to talk about. But first of all, you're a Pete's guy, so I want to ask you first and foremost. I mean, how were you feeling when you found out not only the season was going to be canceled, but also the playoffs too?
It's pretty disappointing. I know we're making the playoffs, and we're one of the main sponsors there. We're all excited to get going and see the fans inside the stadium and cheer them on.
Yep. Yeah, certainly was a bit of a promising season for the Petes, especially going in that postseason. We'll see how this new crop will play out and how things are going to go through this offseason, and hopefully everything gets back up normal as we continue on. Let's get into our 10 questions at 10:45. We're chatting with Paul Seminara of Peterborough Kia. Right now, of course, I guess with so much changing in the last several days in regards to the state of emergency and the list of open and closed businesses and how businesses can operate. What's going on this day at Peterborough Kia? Are you guys open?
Our parts and service are open to make sure that we're available for all frontline essential workers and put that in place. But sales department is closed. We're just doing online sales as best as we can, or try to help people find ways to defer payments or reduce their payments.
Mm-hmm. So has there been any hours changed in regards to how you are progressing right now? Is just having the service department open then?
Yes, so our service is open from Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. till 3 p.m., closed on Saturday right now, and Sunday as well, of course.
When you mentioned, of course, you're doing some online, doing some sales online or doing some stuff online for customers. How does that protocol work? And is there someone usually around, from different hours over the course of the day if someone wants to do a chat or send an email off to ask about a particular vehicle?
Yes, of course. Myself, I'm here every day, as well as I have one person answering the phones if there's any information that our customers need. We have it available to them right away.
So let's talk about how things are progressing right now at the shop. You mentioned, of course, the shop is open. Tell me about what the process is like. If I have a car that I need to get in for service, obviously I'll make that scheduled appointment beforehand. What happens when I show up at the property?
So what ends up happening is we have somebody attending the desk, but we would like the keys put in a drop box, and then they'll grab the drop box and take any information needed from the customer online or obviously three to 4 feet away. Then the car is wiped down and disinfected before the customer gets it back, and all our techs are equipped with gloves and cleaning supplies.
10 questions at 10:45. This is PTBO Today Live, Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5. Chatting with Paul Seminara from Peterborough Kia. Of course, as you mentioned, you're looking at a number of different things right now. We're in that time of year where people want to get their tires flipped over from their winters over to the springs. I'm sure, of course, also maybe a few cars have met a couple potholes, so maybe there's a couple of repairs that need to be made. How is it, are your service technicians right now working through and dealing with the sudden changes, not only in the scheduling, but how the protocol is set up at Peterborough Kia right now?
Well, right now, same thing. It's a difficult time, obviously, for everybody. But we made sure that they're well protected, and we have a protocol in the shop where, again, that they're wearing gloves and the cars are being wiped down before the customers get the cars back, and making sure that everybody stays safe and healthy.
Let's talk about what's going on with motor sales. Again, I'm sure it's a bit of an interesting go, focusing it mostly online right now. What sort of specials or offers are you offering right now in regards to this COVID-19 pandemic? And maybe if someone is shopping around for a new vehicle, what can they expect when they go to your website?
We've tried to do a lot of things. So we've introduced a $500 online credit off the price of the car, as well as all the other rebates that Kia offers. So there's up rebates up to $5,000 and 0%, as well as no payments for 120 days, try to get people through. But more importantly, as opposed to selling a car, we're kind of looking at trying to help frontline workers and everybody else that's looking to reduce their payment or helping them defer their payment on their current vehicle. That's our biggest focus right now.
I'm sure that trying to keep that line of communication is open is very important, as well as a business, as being a business owner, to make sure you're keeping your customers happy at all times. How are you finding the best way it is to make sure that you're communicating properly with your customers? Like, I know you run radio ads here on Extra. You have a really good website, Facebook as well, social media. Have all those been tools that you've been utilizing?
We have, and we've been able, fortunately, to communicate with our customers that way, and making sure that there's always somebody answering the phone or somebody online answering any questions that our customers have, to try to get them through it. And we've introduced 10% off service and parts for all our frontline workers. So really thank our doctors, our nurses, everybody at the grocery stores that's taking care of us, obviously. So we want to pass that along to them.
Chat with Paul Simoner of Peterborough Kia. So again, you mentioned a number of protocols in place. If someone is venturing out that way to get their car serviced, or they have any issues with their vehicle that they need addressed by your service team, again, can you run through what some of those situations are? Not only for the customers, but I guess also you're keeping your employees safe and healthy as well.
Yeah, correct. Right now, like you said earlier, the big thing right now is getting the winter tires off, which is a positive thing, and putting our spring or summer tires on. So we want to make sure that all our customers and our staff are safe while doing that, and the process is easy as possible under the circumstances, and making sure that when they get the vehicle that it's clean and safe for them.
Chat with Paul Simoner of Peterborough Kia. This is PTO Today Live here on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5. Obviously, we know that, again, with the change in essential services, you've found some limitations of how you can actually provide services. But if I'm going to shop with you and I'm looking at a car going, you know what, I really like that Sorento, or I like this other vehicle that I really want to find out more about, what are my options if I'm a potential customer?
Reach out online to us. We'll answer all the questions possible. Online, obviously we have, our showroom is closed. The showroom part, selling cars, is not essential service, but we'll try to make arrangements to bring the car out to you to look at. We can't go on test drives with you. You can go alone out there. So we're trying to look at different ways, because it's tough to buy a vehicle without actually driving it. So we're trying to figure out ways to put different processes in place for that. But we'll do our best online.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of shops do. I'm sure that you have a courier service as well for those that are using your service department. Is there been a situation where you have had to take that courier service away to get someone home after they've dropped their car off?
Yeah, unfortunately right now we're not offering customer shuttles just because there's no possible way to keep a distance when you're driving somebody in the car. So we try to do our best to get the car in and out. And if you drop it off, we'll contact you obviously by phone or by email and have the car ready for you. But we have no way of shuttling you home right now.
Paul's on the line from Peterborough Kia as we are talking 10 questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5. How do you feel the way you're at right now? Are there changes down the road that maybe you're going to take from this situation and go, you know what, this worked, this didn't work. Maybe this is something that we can change as part of our business model after this is all said and done.
I think the response from online shopping has kind of opened our eyes a little wider than it used to be, to try to make the process more seamless for our customers. And picking a car and purchasing a car, or even setting up service or buying parts. So it will make us stronger as an organization, as well as the staff inside. So,
Paul from Peterborough Kia on the line. How can people find out more about what you guys are offering if they want to look at a new car, if they have any questions about maybe purchasing a car?
There's two ways. You can call into the store. I'm here all the time. Or obviously go online at peterboroughkia.ca. And check out our website, and there's lots of things on there and information for you.
They're not playing right now, but Paul, let's give us a Go Pete's Go.
Go Pete's Go.
There we go. There's that voice I love. Paul, thank you so much. Enjoy the long weekend. Should be a lot of fun, and stay safe out there.
You as well. Thank you very much for your time. Stay safe, and thank you again for all the frontline workers.